The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, Ben Finnegan is part of our team here on The Last Word at Today FM, but you may have noticed that he was away last week, wasn't here to do the 5 at 5 and 6 at 6, because he was in Malawi. Now, Ben, explain, what were you doing in Malawi?
Well, this year, Trokra is focusing its Lenten campaign on the effects of climate change, and it used the people of Malawi to highlight how climate change is impacting people in the poorest parts of the world. As part of the trip, we went and visited the people who are featured on the Trokra box and other communities which are being helped by Trokra.
Locate Malawi for me on the map, and just a minute, how many people live in this country?
Well, there's a population of around 19 million people throughout the country. It'd take you well over 24 hours to travel from the north by car down to the south. Where it is, it's, I suppose, in Southeast Africa overall. It kind of borders Mozambique, and Kenya is at the north, and a couple of hundred miles south is South Africa.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about how it's been affected by climate change.
Well, it's one of the poorest countries in the world and one of the lowest emitters of carbon emissions in the world, but it's been inadvertently impacted by climate change, much more so than any of the countries in the West, even though they aren't the cause of the emissions. The biggest issue for them undoubtedly is cyclones. They're the major problem. Over the last couple of years, they've totally devastated communities. And now this is particularly in the south of the country, the southern regions. And there has been four major ones since 2019. There was Ida in 2019, there was Anna and Gombe in 2022, and then the big one last year, which is this week, Cyclone Freddy. Around 1,200 people were killed in Cyclone Freddy. 500 are missing, presumed dead, because the rains, the flash floods, just swept communities away, swept their crops away, and created untold food insecurity.
Of course, climate change deniers might say, is this not just the normal pattern of weather that they get on a regular basis? Or was there something different with what's happened in these cyclones in recent years?
They've got more powerful and they've got more sudden. This Cyclone Freddy last year lasted 4 weeks. It didn't last 4 weeks in Malawi, but it is the longest lasting cyclone or storm ever in the history of the Southern Hemisphere. And even the people on the ground, they're not well-educated people, to be honest. They may have gone to school for a bit. One woman that we met, she said the only reason why she knows how to read is because when her children came along and they went to school, she saw the importance of learning how to read and be educated. So she sent herself to adult education classes. A lot of the people that I met, to be honest, they understand the effects and the causes of climate change a lot more than a lot of Irish people, which I was very surprised at.
In what way?
Well, they know it's not their fault. They know that they didn't cause the change of the climate. They know that they don't have the emissions to produce to change the climate. When I was there, we'd go to a community which may be 2 hours away from a main road. These people are very isolated, very rural. They don't have tractors, they don't have cars, they don't have trucks, they don't have any machinery. All the farm work, and it's subsistence farming to make sure that they have enough food to get to the end of the day, all of that is harvested by hand and planted by hand. And when the rains come, because they put so much work into it, they can easily be washed away, which can be way more devastating for a community.
Tell us about the Loss and Damage Fund, which is supposed to provide some degree of compensation from the rich world to this country.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been an idea for a number of years now. The progress on it has been slow. It's a recognition of the poorest countries in the world having not contributed as much to climate change as other countries. To give an example, the EPA estimates that for Ireland, annual carbon emissions from every Irish person is 11.9 tonnes of carbon dioxide every year. For the Malawian people, it's 0.1 tonnes. It's 0.8% of the emissions. Each Malawian person is responsible for 0.8% per capita of the emissions as you and I.
See, that's interesting, Ben, because anytime we talk about Irish contributions to climate change and global warming in this programme, we always get people saying, sure, we're nothing compared to what happens in China and in India and the United States of America. Even if we did everything perfectly, it'd make no difference. But there you have illustrated the impact that each of us has individually in Ireland because of the lifestyles we enjoy by comparison with the contribution, if that's the right word, made by the Malawian people, and yet they are living with the consequences of the bad weather way more than we are as a result of this climate change.
Yeah, and they totally understand why it's happening. They may not be okay with it. There was a lot of anger and frustration when we asked, like, are they okay with this idea that the West isn't experiencing the worst effects of climate change yet? We will. But right now, it's the poorest people who are doing it. And the idea with the Loss and Damage Fund is we can prepare for the worst effects of climate change. We can build flood defences. The Malawian government cannot afford to do that. They can't even afford to repair the damage caused by the previous cyclones.
So how much money are they getting from this Loss and Damage Fund?
Well, they haven't got anything yet.
Nothing?
They've got nothing yet. There's only been $700 million US dollars committed to the Loss and Damage Fund. That's a fraction of what's needed. The estimates is there needs to be $400 billion US dollars committed to the Loss and Damage Fund to give these countries even a chance. But with every year of delay, and this will be the third COP coming up, that loss and damage will be on the agenda. With every year of delay, the climate change gets worse for these people on the ground.
And you have a clip to play from us from Connor Kelly from Trokara, Malawi. Tell us what he told you.
Well, there, you know, there's concerns on the ground that where the money could be spent. They, groups like Trokara and even the Malawian government want to make sure that the money that is committed from the Western governments isn't wasted. There is a history in Africa of alleged corruption or corruption happening and money going missing. They don't want that to happen. And Conor Kelly, he's worked with Trokara Malawi for 6 years now. He's originally from Kildare. He has outlined his concerns on what could happen with that money.
I suppose my worry with the Loss and Damage Fund is that the funding doesn't get to the people who need it, and it just ends up in a lot of different committees, and a lot of money gets sucked out of it before it actually reaches the community. So what we'd want to see is that as much of that money, whatever's pledged, as much of it as possible gets down to the communities who need it, and that the mechanisms that are put in place for the actual fund itself actually help communities as much as possible access to funding. So I suppose at the moment, with the fund as it is at the moment, the board has just been elected, but there's still going to be housed in the World Bank for the next couple of years, so we'd have some concerns about any funding that comes. Would it actually, well, as much of it as possible, actually permeate to the communities that you visited here?
So what, as you left the country, how hopeful do you feel for it, or do you?
Personally, there was a lot of moments when I felt despair. Particularly, we met with a Malawian government official who outlined the cost of these cyclones. Those four cyclones that I mentioned earlier on, they've had an estimated damage cost of $2 billion US dollars. The amount of money the Malawian government has been able to commit to the reconstruction of those cyclones has been 20 million. Around 1% is all that they've been able to do. Around 100,000 homes were destroyed in those cyclones. About 3,000 have been rebuilt since. It's stuff like that, it's not hope, it's more frustration that these people didn't cause this, and yet they're living through the effects of it, and yet they're so happy. They want for very little. They know that they didn't cause this, but they really have a get up and get on with it type of attitude. And we even asked some of the people who work for Trokara Malawi that, you know, like in Ireland, we have the concept of a duvet day, that you just decide, I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. And we just asked one of the guys, Philip from Trokara Malawi, what if somebody in one of these communities wakes up and just decides, you know what, I don't want to deal with it today. And he just said, if they don't get out of bed, they don't eat and they don't survive.
Ben Finnegan, thank you very much for being with us. And Ben was in Malawi with the Trokara Lenten Appeal.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.